And Warwick Hadfield joins us now to talk sport. Hi, Warwick.
Hi, Fran.
Well, former St Kilda champion Nick Riewoldt has set the game alight with some comments that recreational drug use in the AFL is rampant, he says, amongst the players.
Yeah, Fran. Look, the AFL's pre-season had been going along relatively calmly, leaving all the scandals to the NRL until Riewoldt entered the fray yesterday, declaring that while the use of illicit substances wasn't rife in his day, and remembering his day only ended in 2017, it certainly is now. And one of the reasons for that, according to Nick Riewoldt, is that the current players are taking the mickey. Mickey wasn't quite the word he used, out of the AFL's drug policy, which allows them to, use recreational drugs, then make claims of having a mental illness to avoid prosecution. Now, the AFL has already agreed to a review in 2019 of its contentious policy, but it remains highly defensive of it. It claims it's about helping young men and women who have issues with recreational substances, rather than prosecuting them. And it has strong support for that view from the Players Association. But look, when it comes to the use of recreational drugs in the AFL, there are the more players than the players involved, Fran. I think this story has a long way to go before we get to the bottom of it.
Nick Riewoldt was basically saying that everyone's taking the that regime for a ride, really.
That's right.
In cricket, the Sheffield Shield, Curtis Patterson has staked his claim for a place in the squad for the Ashes.
There's no better time than to do it right now. In this game at Bankstown Oval, which of course is the ancestral home of the Brothers War, it's becoming a bit of a battle for places in the Ashes squad. Cameron Bancroft, he of the infamous sandpaper incident in South Africa around this time last year, he made a century in Western Australia's first innings, and now Patterson has counted that as New South Wales took the first innings points. And Bancroft, he's going to need to replicate that first innings in the Wacker second innings if they're to avoid outright defeat. They're 1-13 in their second innings. That's 185 runs behind. Cameron Bancroft, 6 not out. He batted very, very patiently in the first innings, Fran, which is something that other Australian openers didn't do, particularly in the test matches against India. Now, in the other Sheffield Shield matches in Adelaide, Tasmania got the first innings points against the Sackers, and at the Junction Oval, Joe Burns is shoring up his Ashes place after Queensland took the first innings points against the Vics. He's 64 not out in Queensland's second dig, Fran.
So much cricket. In Whitewater events, another successful weekend for Jessica Fox.
Yeah, look, she's taken the gold medal in the C1 event. That's the canoeing event at the Sydney International Whitewater Festival Oceania Championships. This is at this wonderful facility in Penrith in Sydney's West, which her father Richard helped bring to Australia, and benefiting from having such a quality facility almost in a back garden. Fox, of course, is chasing gold at the next Olympics to go with her previous silver and bronze. And it was more heartening news for Australia ahead of the Tokyo Olympics because another Australian, Ros Lawrence, finished second in what was a world-class field, Fran.
Excellent, Warwick. Thank you very much.
Good on you, Fran.
More sport coming up at 7:30 with Warwick. And Warwick Hadfield is back with some more sports news. Hi, Warwick.
Hi, Fran.
Warwick, in rugby union, a reminder yesterday of better times for the game, the unveiling of a bronze statue honouring Nobody.
Nobody, yes, Fran, which of course is John Eel's nickname, as in nobody's perfect. And in these less than
except
perfect days, except for him, well, in the less than perfect days for the 15-a-side game these days, it was a reminder of perfect times, and the Wallabies won World and Bledisloe Cups with their captain towering over the game in both the physical and literal sense. Yesterday, he offered comforting words for Australia's long-suffering leather patch brigade. The Australian teams have made a good start to the Super Rugby competition this year, and it's a World Cup, so hope springs eternal, as he will now do in bronze above the line out, guarding one end of Lang Park, while Wally Lewis looks after the other end, Fran.
Yeah. And in surfing, Margaret River in WA is the safest place in the world to surf, or the most dangerous place in the world to surf. It depends on who you're talking to.
Yeah, Fran, look, it was announced yesterday that Margaret River would remain on the World Surf League circuit despite the threat of shark attacks. In fact, there were a bit more than threats last year, two of those which caused the abandonment of the event. The politicians who have spent up big to keep this event in Western Australia, they were droning on about the use of drones to ward off sharks. Also quoting the words of the CEO of the World Surf League, Sophie Goldschmidt, who once said Margaret River is the safest place in the world to surf, and that would help them justify their big spend. But against that, the Brazilians, led by their world champion Gabriel Medina, they reckon it's the most dangerous. World Surf League officials will no doubt, and politicians in Western Australia too, will also hope the change of date from April to May will also confuse the sharks, Fran.
All right, Warwick, thanks very much.
Good on you, Fran.
Warwick Hadfield.